Hello and welcome back to Cabincast / Revel OGM Games with me and Tom.
Oh.
And we are here doing more world building, hex map planning for Cacastia, our Pathfinder 2E campaign world that will exist probably in the future. Nothing at all set in stone yet, but there we are. Last time, we finished off the first hex, hex number 3, which was a smaller hex.
You've got a lot of smaller hexes to do in with.
Yeah, we've got four more smaller hexes. The big question is, which one do we do next? Do we do a whole hex, or do we do another sized down one?
We know from the one that we've already done here, we have a large city in Tile 8, or a larger settlement in Tile 8.
We do.
And we know we have a mine or resource in Tile 9 of some sort. So
indeed,
we can either go out and expand in those sort of directions, or we can go along the wall.
Yeah.
I think we sort of build off sort of three.
Mm-hmm.
So either go 2, 4, 9, or 8.
Indeed. That would make sense. So yes, if you look at tower number there. Yes, the road to the gatehouse.
We could do a map of Biddlesville as well.
We could also do Biddlesville itself. I don't remember if I've actually made a start on Biddlesville. I have done a very basic map of Biddlesville. Which I will send you at some point.
And I shall interpretate.
Yeah. Indeed, and
haven't watched the last video. Biddlesville was one of our original 5e starting place for Carcassia before it got transferred into Pathfinder, and we needed to learn the new system. So headed off, and
indeed,
now it's been reinterpreted as a anti-authority village.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I also think it was initially called Biddleville, and then because atomism happened, it's now Biddlesville.
Yes.
But I like the minor change, so it's cool. It's cool.
Sometimes the Tomisms have great effects.
They do. They do. So, yes. So tile 10 has the road that splits in two. Tile 8. Yes, within
in the actual thing,
in the thing, yes. Tile 10 has the road to the gatehouse, Opportuna Pike, and the road splits in two, one into proper tile 9, and one into proper tile 8. That's where that was. We've got the road to Opportuna Pike, so that's
Just to understand the linking in, tile 10 will enter from tile 5 of 9 and tile 23 of 8, I believe.
Yes, that would make sense.
Other way around.
Yes, but that idea, absolutely, yes. So, what do you think? Do you think we should go a bit further into the wilds or stay by the wall?
Let's go further into the wilds. Let's go and actually do like tile 8 in this bigger city type thing and sort of work
okay.
around.
Okay. Very well. So yeah, that is what tile is that overall then that we're going into? Is that tile 9?
That would be tile 8, I believe.
Tile 8,
So I'll save new one.
Ring 1, tile 8.
Eight. That's a star, Thomas, not an 8. Right, tile 8.
Tile 8. So, is tile 8 the one with where 5 is the road one?
Yeah, so 5 is where the road's coming in here.
Okay, so first things first, really, is where do we want to put the
how large
the place?
The city as well.
And how large? It's definitely not that big.
It's like almost sort of like a it's one of those places that sort of like become like has grown out of a mm-hmm. of like an outpost because it's more centrally controlled. It's more of sort of like a the gatekeepers
yeah.
don't have they run a lot of their central patrols along the road from out here, so it's almost more of like a fort town.
Absolutely. So yeah, so we kind of went over last time in the tile 11 we have a fort I can't remember the word, but like a place where there are the outriders and the mounted guards and guard posts staying.
Yeah.
Which was Fort Primus. Yeah. But also that's the 13 is the gatehouse. I think in my writing I confused it and I put the gatehouse and then brackets Opportuna Pike, but Opportuna Pike's the name of the
yeah, that's the name of
the fort town.
Yeah.
I just confused myself a little bit there. So
Hang on. So if I flip this like that, place that right there. So we've got this little outpost here, which is going to be like the center of the town, and maybe like have the town as almost sort of like a classic Moton Bailey town where you have like a fortified hold where mm-hmm. the people can retreat to if there's danger.
Yeah.
Which would be why you've got almost sort of like this sort of more civilian looking building to the side.
Yeah.
And then have the rest of the town, no walls, sort of typical flair for the sort of area around here that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my idea.
Yeah, so I think the kind of plan we had is, you know, you've got Biddleville. That is very much its own place. It does not particularly abide by what the gatekeepers tell them to do. It does its own thing. And this is the biggest settlement outside the wall that has been created by the gatekeepers themselves.
I'm thinking maybe 7, 8, and 12, with 7 being the main keep, and then 8 and 12 being the thing. And I can maybe, if I put a wall around it, is it that going to look silly? Let me see.
And find out.
Let me see.
Considering that all this only started kind of re-happening 10 years ago, I imagine if they've built a fort, they probably wouldn't really manage to have made a huge amount of war and so on.
What my sort of thinking is, if you have like a central keep, you almost have like a all round it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, makes sense.
So that way you've got a... something like that, and then...
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for like a colored town, because then that has
aha. I see.
Which when placed in such a way. Produce a fairly convincing curtain wall.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks more convincing now that those are there. Yeah.
And we can have that up there on a hill, and then we can have some, maybe some like more, some of the essential castle items, and some of the some of the wealthier residents will live in there, and then the rest of the settlement is spread out between 12 and 8.
12 and 8, yeah.
See if I can find a convincing looking gatehouse as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not. For some reason as well, I don't know why, but Japanese castle.
Yeah.
So, a stables, perhaps?
There. That would make sense.
Some of the rich houses inside as well.
Yep.
A church.
Mm-hmm.
There, that would work.
Sure would.
So you've almost got like a royal stable, well not a royal stable, but a stable for the outriders, a church. Chapel in the background there, the main keep, a couple of richer houses, there'll be a granary, maybe a blacksmith. These are all sort of things that need to be sort of like supplied. And then I'm thinking maybe you have like a, if I remove this, we use the same sort of thing here. Getting this right. Can't have that too big. And there's sort of the entrance into it, like a little gatekeep house there.
Yeah.
Probably put that back. Yeah. So you have a little gate house connected to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that spills out into tile 12, and then tile 8 is perhaps even, like, tile 12 is perhaps the more densely, and then tile 8 is the less dense. section of the town. So I then need to switch over to the village, farm village colored.
Lots of small houses.
We'll look at that one like that. Sort of concentrate the sort of density more towards the south light.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So you've almost got like a tapering density.
Indeed.
There you go. There's one particularly large building there as well, which maybe you might be able to like classify as like a tavern. Sort of in the
big tavern, another church, all sorts of things. Could be a guild. Plenty of options.
So that gives us this, and then what I'll do is I will go over to my land overlay and my paintbrush, and I will pick. What was the colour we used in the previous one? I think it was that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah, that looks right.
Check. Yeah, that's sort of like a sandy colour. That's sort of like a snowy colour, and then this is, yeah, okay. So, paths. Probably best we establish them. And these need to be.
Yeah.
These need to be. Boom. So we'll draw it over.
All the way through there.
Five. Then along the boundary of nine. Into eight. Then into the central one there. And we'll continue drawing it up. And in behind there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have some smaller ones that lead. Down through the village, heading off to there.
Yeah.
Maybe like another fort over there, and another smaller one, maybe heading from eight back, but like where that comes off. Heading up through three into the mining. That one might be a bit more travelled. So I imagine a lot of the miners would come from here.
Probably, yes.
Then like another footpath. which just heads down.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a rough... Oh, way too far out. A rough travel sort of like point. It also encourages the players to sort of come back to this place quite a bit.
Yeah.
Indeed. You've got all these sort of little mini connections and roads, and a lot of these are probably not going to be particularly well maintained, but others are.
Mm-hmm.
Side alleys and that, which lead you through the town and all that.
Yeah.
There we go. Pretty much encompasses most of the town there.
Yeah. Oh, looks good.
I'm going to build like a little tavern quickly. While we begin, I guess, rolling for the hexes, which don't have...
Yeah. So we will start up in the top right, where the road comes from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. 5.
Breakaway town. Number 5. So, tile 5. D20. And that's a 16. Which is match previous hex. Well, that would be tile 10. So more grassland.
More grassland. That's cool. I will just paint it.
Yep. Change the road, gatehouse. Change the pike as well.
It's all likely going to be.
Random terrain feature. Another 16. Standard.
Yeah, it's a standard example of planes.
Yeah.
So nothing going on.
Not a lot going on. In this tile, at least not at this point. That may change when I come back and add in more details later, but for now, it is done.
Hmm.
Okay, so okay. Tile 5. For now, pretty simple.
Was there a river or anything that came from tile 5? Let me just check
from 10, I don't
15.
Yes. From 15 you have the Lekker stream. Or I don't know if it'd have a different name, actually, as it goes on that side. But there is, you are correct.
Yeah, which we're going to run, I would assume we're going to run past the city.
Yeah.
So that's coming in from more south. So if we go find the water tile, find the river tile, up the width a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it go on here, sort of follow the footpath for a bit. Now, what do we want to do here? So we could bridge it there. have it going off that way, or we could have it heading down, following along the footpath. Which might be interesting. That would cut off this section, so you'd have to either get from it from that way. Yeah, you'll do that. Okay.
Let's do that.
And then it could be like quite a fast flowing river stream thingy, Bobby.
Yeah, pretty fast. Okay. So yes, would this still be the Lacus stream?
Lacus Rapids.
The Lacus Rapids. There we go.
Right, need to oh dear lord, people are screaming. Font 12 is what we want. Well, Aladdin font 12. Reduce the glow a little bit. Color.
Did we color save the
Hang on, let me
You've got the color in the world building one.
Yeah.
Cast your world building.
Now, in theory, I should be able to just copy this in here, and that should then work. Yay! Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Not all caps, though.
All caps.
No, we've done capital first and then lowercase for the other ones. So, Lacus.
That's not how.
No S.
No.
You were fine apart from that. S. Yeah.
Okay.
The Lacus told Rapids. Okay.
Strong this one.
Yeah, putting them there makes sense.
It's going to interrupt 9. Maybe make it a little bit
bigger. Yeah.
There we go. Lacus Rapids. Fast flowing river that cannot be forded.
Indeed.
But does provide fresh water. There's probably also a well in tag 7. Or we could have a little stream coming from there and linking. We'll decide when we do some other stuff.
Indeed. So, tile 4 then, which is just misses out on all the roads and the water. So it's a little bit alone. And 11 is forest.
And that would be why it misses out on all of that.
That would be.
Conifer or deciduous?
Everything's been deciduous so far, hasn't it?
Yes, so that's your conifer, and then you have two options of deciduous. I suppose technically you have this type of maybe conifer
as
well.
I imagine let's stay with the deciduous for now. We're still pretty close to the Cowardwoods, which was a deciduous forest, so.
We need to think of a name of this woods as well.
We do. Well, let's see if there's anything particularly in there. And that's a roll of a 7, which is a resource hex.
Ooh, lumber camp.
So, it's another lumber camp. Or it's a lumber camp. No.
This one is an active operation to provide lumber for the many houses. Server.
Yeah, inopportuna.
Boom. A boom like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit too large.
Houses and fortifications at opportuna pipe.
We got like a little sawmill area, then we got maybe some additional housing for the staff and officers there. And maybe a few tents out the back for the less important.
Indeed.
You know, it could be ringed with like a, I can't draw this, but you could ring it like with a palisade with like a
bridge
to protect them as well. Then it's just a case of them going out into the thing to do it.
Indeed.
I'll get our chopped graphic.
Yeah.
And I will use that to create a large area of chopped down woods.
Yeah. And actually placed pretty equally between both Opportuna and Primus. So if they need to flee in one direction or the other, they have options.
Yes.
And I imagine that means that from 3, actually that path should probably divert.
I will have a diversion going through it.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing on getting this forest nice and foresty.
Indeed. Which probably, to be fair, doesn't particularly have a name right now. It's just a lumber mill at this point.
So we'll have like a... What we'll do is we'll do a that. That up there, pass. Done a funky. Why have you done a funky? Past the lumber mill, through the forest, and back up.
Back onto there.
Up to there.
Okay.
Go back to
I need a little bit of fine tuning, but yeah. The general idea is there. Little bit wavy for how direct it could be. And just getting a bit closer to the houses. But
okay.
That's not something we need to focus on right this second.
Fairly quickly.
But yeah. Cool. So yes, while Tom works on that, we will continue to write down.
Reduce the roughness.
Mode leads back. Both settlements. Okay. So we need to work out some more about that lumber camp down the road. Figure out who's there, what's there, anything else going on in the woods and all that kind of stuff. And then on to tile 3.
There you go.
Nice. Okay. So, with that done, tile number 3. Is next.
Have the forest fade into tile 5 there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have it extend a little bit into tile 3.
Of course. The forest doesn't know it's in a hex map after all. What a lot of copies. That's a 7.
When we do the tile above it, tile 9, we'll have to make sure that it's...
Yeah, we'll have to check the surrounding tiles in each
22
case.
And 21 have some forests in them.
Yep. Indeed. And maybe the actual forest name or woods name will come up on those tiles. All right. So we've rolled a 7 for the next terrain type, which implies that there is some aquatic element.
Aquatic element?
Yeah.
Oh.
So another lake or something. However, I don't know.
I've got my fresh water brush, so I can create lake as opposed to just using a template.
Yeah.
I need to put land back over that though.
Let's see if there's any terrain feature. A 9. There's another resource, so perhaps this is like
fishing
rather than being a lake or something, it's like a great well of some kind.
A well?
Yeah, but it's like
Ooh, here's a really cool idea. I don't think I can recreate it, but if I get it up, what's it called? You could do almost like an underground like river, an underground thing with like an entrance, which is like cliffs.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
And water down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It contains the entrance to an underground.
I see.
Yeah, that's a good thought, that.
Then that can be like a dungeon of some sort, or at least a small one. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's see if I can find the images.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a particular place in, I think, Yucatan.
Right,
not how you spell the Yucatan, but Google save me. Yeah, something like this.
Yeah. That'd be very cool.
So you almost have like sort of like a hole and then there's water underneath it and then there's some sort of like something going on under there. There's either like a dungeon or a or maybe some bandits or something.
All kind of things could be down there, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me just see, maybe if I have to put the lake in its position, but if I use my cliffs.
Yeah, I just say if you use the cliffs to just make a kind of opening, we don't actually put the lake on there, we can just make a note of it. Because you're not going to be able to see it from here, obviously.
Cliffs. Just making sure that it's, like, reasonable.
Yep.
I can put the lake in. I saw that previously. That like that. Then mirror the rotation. No, that's too large. That's too large. That might work. I need another. Going the wrong way. You're going the right way. This will work. Something like that.
Yeah.
Make it even smaller as well. So it's not so much of a massive. Yeah, that's as small as they can go. Okay, and sort of move it. Oops, it's like visible out the front of the thing there.
Yeah.
And then as long as that's the final position, I can, using my fresh water brush, put water.
Just do the lake inside it.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
It's going to be a very pixelated lake, but oh well.
That'll be fine.
So I'm basically picking pixels to make
the lake.
Get rid of any homes. Oh, I'll have to do that with land.
So we can use the entrance to an underground spring slash river. Also maybe down there. And also, does it lead under the city?
Maybe. Maybe that's where the well.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah, quite a lot more to think about there.
We'll the tile fee. Have a mud track. Not mud track, dirt track. This would be fairly well traveled, one would imagine. And what was the thing that we used for mud tracks? Dirt tracks. They were the.
That was another.
That was just dashed.
The dashed ones, yeah.
So we'll have it come from here. This one we need the roughness up a bit. We'll sort of have it go around the top, back over there. And we'll have this track continue out this way.
Okay.
There you go.
So it contains road to Opportuna.
I'm going to put more forest as well around this, because these places tend to look the best one.
Yeah. That makes sense. Slightly wooded. And while Tom is doing that, we will look up to tile 2. Nearly done the first row, at least in its bare bones. So tile number 2. 15. We're going to re-roll because I don't want to match the previous hex, because we don't really want more aquatic, because it's not that kind of aquatic.
I mean, we could match the forest part of it.
15. Yeah, we could. We could. We'll see. Oh, 2 15s in a row. I've rolled so many doubles.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. 9. A mountain.
Oh, God.
Not going to quite have a mountain, but we can take the concept of something rising higher.
Hills?
A big hill, or yeah, some rolling hills or something like that.
I'll just get the chopping from the water for coughing operation down. Hills. Right, what do I have as an option? So I have these types of hills, which are colours. Mm-hmm. I have these types of mountains, and I have these mm-hmm. smaller mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have these colourable ones, but I'll have to create a new colour to use these.
Sure. The green ones should be...
colourable ones. In fact, you could probably use that. That looks too mountainy.
Yeah, it looks too mountainous. The green ones are fine. I think they'll work.
I kind of prefer hills to match the terrain around them. Tell you what, actually. Hang on. We use these.
Oh, that'll do. Yeah.
Like a section of three hills, maybe, like that?
Yeah, that'll be all right. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to maybe continue the forest just a little bit into there.
Hills and plains. If there's only 3 of them, maybe they're actually barrows.
Yeah, that would work.
Hills are ancient barrows.
So what else I could do, maybe? No.
Two of them city stay away.
I don't think that's going to work. There we go.
Nice. But yeah, the road does not wend towards them, it wends away, because they are spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Even
the dirt trail that goes near them.
Exactly.
Path to them, they're just there, they're barren.
Mm-hmm. Do we have...
Maybe the forest haven't been here long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the trees don't grow near as well. It's kind of cool.
Gonna have a little corpse there.
You don't. Yeah. Little corpse further along.
Path goes through. There we go.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need a name for the barrows, but
the three barrows? Triplets.
I was Yeah, the triplets.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Are you ready for another Tomism? Shall I attempt this without searching it up first?
You can certainly try it, yeah.
Oh boy, here we go.
You did it!
Is that actually correct?
I think so.
Hey! I am not embarrassing myself on the internet today. Let's put that slightly above there. The triplets. To make sure that is definitely... Yeah, that's an Aladdin. I'm going to reduce font color a bit as well. There you go. Actually, I think maybe... Yeah. Then that becomes far more legible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have the triplets in tile 2 and a corpse that we probably need to name because it's about as large as the other corpse we named. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
But we'll do that a little bit later on. Because first, tile 1.
Tile 1. Okay.
And we also need to call a name for the sinkhole, but we'll do that again later.
Yes, we do. A 9 is another mountain. No.
No.
A 13 is Arctic. No, I don't think that really works.
No, that doesn't work. But that'll work when we get to the tiles that are closer to sort of like the mountain ranges.
It certainly will.
But not here. This is a nice temperate valley with lots and lots of deciduous trees. And
indeed. So I reckon we do same as the previous tiles, and it's largely grassland. And some trees.
Mm-hmm. We will need to think as we get into like the 11, 16, 17, maybe some of 18, maybe some of 8 as well, about how the city is sustaining itself. Because it will need to have farms and stuff, and that will be fairly
Yes, I imagine part of 8 will be farmland. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just I think 11, 16, or 17, some or all of them should have at least some level of farming on them.
Mm-hmm. Would make sense.
Of this size at this level of technological development. Is there any feature on this
is
plane?
There any feature? Yep, we've got a bunch of them. Standard representation of the terrain type.
Okay.
So, I'm sure I'll update it more later, but for now, tile 1, it has a path.
Okay.
And that's all we know about it for now.
6.
6. Let's roll again.
I am going to put another path through 6 to 11, I think.
Sure. So match previous hex, so more planes, which makes sense. And a 2, it has some kind of landmark.
Maybe... We place a farm.
Yes, so definitely farms on this tile. But
I'm
going to
create
it
a different
out?
Color for... Actually, let's have a look. Let's see. Windmill.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it have some, like...
I do have a windmill that I can
windmill.
Use. Win. I need not line ships, village colours, farm, windmill.
Windmill.
A big windmill, actually, as well.
Pretty big windmill.
So we'll have that sort of like there. We'll have some actual like. A fairly big sort of like manor grain farm type thing.
Indeed.
Big patch there.
She also says it's the only windmill at present.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is a bit of a landmark.
We'll have like an animal paddock up the top here.
Mm-hmm.
And I shall create a small manor. So we'll have some like workhouses down here.
Yep. And then we'll have
a small manor that I will quickly construct.
Very nice.
And it can be owned and operated by a rich couple of people.
Yeah.
Who've benefited greatly from the expansions that has occurred.
And back with your family.
So yeah, there we go. We've got
mm-hmm.
couple of work huts, maybe a barn. So maybe one of those is a house, one of them is a barn, and then a large brick structure.
Mm-hmm.
And a large farm there with some animal pens and lots of wheat production.
Indeed.
And then I'll
very
put some
cool.
smaller farms around six as well, which are not affiliated.
Yep.
For that, I need the, what was the colour here that I used? Did we save it? Did I save the colour of Muddy Field?
I think...
We save... I'll give it the same as, like, mud, and that might
mm-hmm.
work.
Yeah.
So we go for that. I need to go here. On doing that, you can do.
Yeah. So this. we'll skip over 7 and 8 for the moment, and we will head over to 9 as the next tile will do, because we know what's in 7 and 8, and they'll require a different kind of look at, because they've already essentially built what's going to be in them. So tile number 9.
That's not gone well.
Is more plains, which, you know, makes sense. But is anything in it? No. It is a standard representation of the terrain. We will go down there, leave a space for those two, go tile 9. Very nice. Added that in.
Mm-hmm. And then, in theory, now when I pick the colour...
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So, we have some... symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll use the that's dead trees paintable. Don't want dead trees paintable.
Indeed.
Hello, I'll be back in a sec.
Okay. So a few things that I've added in addition whilst Tom's gone. Tile 2, the Ancient Barrows. Yeah, it's almost definitely going to be some kind of undead mischief going on there. Or perhaps not. Undead is, you know, the easy one to go to, but perhaps it might be, you know, demonic in nature or something like that instead. Some other ancient power that is long forgotten. Similarly, we've got these underground springs could lead to any kind of things, could lead to a you know, Underdark equivalent, a series of like goblin caves or kobold caves, maybe could be where the bandits are hiding out, because in the early game there's going to be a kind of bandit lord who's causing trouble. Maybe he's down there. What's going to be at the active lumber camp? That is another question. It could be just a lumber camp. Could be nothing else going on, or perhaps there is.
I'm back,
and he's back.
Unrelated stuff.
Yep.
What we're doing.
That's right. So, yeah. Tom with putting in more little farms. Double for tile 10, as we know that tile 9 is going to be keeping it the same as it was. Okay, that's it. Very well.
Okay. I'll sort of say that the coloured fields are more sort of like wheat, and then like the uncoloured ones are stuff like potatoes or vegetable farms.
Yeah.
They tend to be, and I know this from my general pattern, but they can be green. It depends on when you're harvesting them and what the particular thing that you're harvesting is.
Indeed. It does.
Okay. Let's just. Boom.
A few more on there.
There we go. And I'll add the buildings first. So what was on 9? It was nothing, was it?
9 is the same as everything we've seen already. Yeah. Okay. So it is... I can make a note that there is the water.
Yeah, the Lacus Rapids.
Indeed.
So, the treacherous river that should never be crossed, and invariably the players will try to cross.
Mm-hmm.
With predictably disastrous results, hopefully.
Yes, well, D&D parties trying to cross any kind of gap, at least in my games, never goes very well, so.
Remembers someone disappearing forever. Into a waterfall, wasn't it?
That also may well have happened. Yeah. I think that might
happen. That was good. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Ah!
Yep. Oh, yes, him. Yes. That was very funny, it must be said.
Oh, it was the way he was like, don't worry, it will be fine.
No, we've got this. Follow me. Runs to try and jump the gap and just falls straight down the waterfall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a time. Okay, so. Yeah, not too much for there right now. So, I reckon we'll do skills in tile 10 and 11, and then we'll leave it there.
I would assume at least 11, probably more farms.
Yeah, I reckon so. So for tile 10, I'm going to roll these. And 11, a forest.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going in the bottom side of 11.
Mm-hmm.
This is for 11, yeah, not 10.
Sorry, 10. I meant 10.
This is 10. Okay,
I rolled an 11. I rolled an 11 for number 10, which is where there's a forest. To be fair, this could be a forest. They could actually do a little bit of hunting in here.
Yes.
That
would work. I could maybe a hunting shack as a
yes. Let's see if there's anything. It's standard representation of terrain type, so there's nothing particularly special. But yeah, this can be a forest instead, where the higher ups from Opportuna do some
little hunting shack,
do some hunting and stuff.
And then I will path a dirt track.
Mm-hmm.
From I think they'll probably go from the shortest from the main road if it's higher ups and not just probably general people do probably use it as well, but
yeah,
the higher ups have maybe that could be a source of conflict actually.
Mm-hmm.
The forest is sort of owned by the Castellan. That's a good word to use. Castellan mm-hmm. of Fortuna. And he's not very happy because some of the poorer locals from Tal, mm-hmm. Tal 12 and Tal 8 have been hunting in his woods. And that can be a quest with moral implications.
Yeah. Okay. So on that,
lots of trees, different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Make the main body of the forest. That's covering the road. Unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little clearing there where the Castellan's hunting shack is. There'll be some guards there 24/7, and he's very grumpy. He's very upset that people are hunting in his forest.
Yeah. Need a name for him.
We do need a name for him. First we need to figure out what are the higher ups of what are the gatekeepers? What species are they?
Mm-hmm. That is a good question. The gatekeepers are, I imagine, largely human.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, yes, yeah, some of them from their line has come here and has been given charge of Opportuna.
Human name.
Mm-hmm.
For
a human name.
Generally human individual. He's the Castellan, so he's, I assume the Castellan, we're going to make that hereditary or elected?
Oh, it's definitely hereditary.
Definitely hereditary. Okay.
Again, at this time, it's only, this is 7 years old, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
As
they've maybe like just finished construction on the actual fort and that, and
yeah, they wouldn't have finished construction that long ago at all.
Yeah, and Perhaps another thing we could do is, you know, I mentioned about not being able to do the palisades around the thing there. It might be worth describing the main bulk of the poor fellows outside in the main city being protected by a palisade and this sort of like a wooden wall.
Yeah, definitely. When we go to 12 and 8, we can make mention of that. It's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Yes, so we need a name for him. So based on the reveal name,
and he will give a quest.
Yeah, well, we will see. So I'm thinking, I think we've kind of gone with Latin as the basis for a lot of the. Mm-hmm. The names of the places given by the gatekeepers. So Latin or derivatives.
French.
French is what I went with, yeah. Okay, I don't know his first name yet, but his last name is going to be Chevalier.
Ooh, that's good. That's very close. Might even be the same. As a type of, I think it's a heavy French horse. It's very similar sort of name. So that would imply a connection with the Outriders.
Ooh, that's true as well. Yeah, Chevalier Track Horse. No, that's the name of a horse. So that means the 10 is called Chevalier Forest, because he has named it after himself.
Okay, I shall do so. Labels.
And now we get to watch Tom try and spell a French name.
No, this one I am actually going to search up. You're still going to see me try and spell it, but yeah. Well, actually, I can maybe get away with it because it's
this one for French. This one's pretty phonetic.
French. Light horse? Shush. I know it's it. Shush. Shush.
Yeah, no, that I saw it briefly. It had
Hobblers, Hussars.
Where was it?
Hussars here.
The one after that, you've got Cheval Ligas or Cheval Legers on the next bit down. Not that far down, like straight underneath where you were looking.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, up.
Up.
Down. You where you, go back to where you were.
Oh, there. Yeah.
There, I was going to say, read the next line.
Okay.
Similar kind of word, Cheval Leger, but that's not how it's spelled.
Okay, how are we spelling it then?
Where's the page gone?
C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R. Copy. And... what are we calling this? The Chevalier Forest?
Chevalier Forest, yes. Because it is for hunting. Which stands to reason it would previously have a name. Which I will...
name that the locals gave it before.
Exactly. Long before this night came around.
Let me get the forest. Why was word the way it was?
Indeed. Indeed. And that just leaves us with 11, which is most likely going to just stay as planes. Yes, it is on a 19. Is anything in it beyond farms, though? A 16, so no. Not any secrets yet. In this one, but that's all right.
Not everything can be secret, and there is a lot going on in this one already.
There is already a lot going on, yes.
No, that's not it. Why do we not have... We don't have the green for the forest written down.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Labels. Oh. I did not just do that. I did do that. I still have the spelling. So I spelled it elsewhere because I knew I might need it again.
Yep.
I think we want the on it, don't we?
What have we done for the others?
Carol Woods and Lacus Corpse.
Yeah, so no, keep it just as Chevalier Forest.
Okay. There we go.
Awesome.
And we'll keep it at that font as well. Nice and simple there. And it also allows me to do this sort of like lining of the farms and stuff.
Yes. Make
the farms looks nicer.
Indeed.
And I assume in 11 we're doing just farms as well, aren't we?
We are doing more farms in 11.
Okay, so we'll have a couple of wheat fields. Another like big wheat field. Not quite as large, but one out here.
Mm-hmm.
With one large field. Yep. Then we'll have a fields there. Yeah, okay. And we'll then put some little, maybe even like a little I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We shift them over here and then we have like maybe a little settlement. Just yep. Here. By the walls.
Makes sense.
Where some of the farmhands potentially live.
And yeah.
Potentially then go to hunt.
Indeed.
So we've got that. We need to paint these brown. There. And then we need I'm going to say as well, I think I'm going to have a little stream start from near the, where do I want this to start? Because wheat, generally, you need to process it a certain way. So my sort of idea is this big estate over here doesn't have any water, so they're using the windmill, but any other wheat farms further down will need to use almost sort of like a water wheel.
Mm-hmm, sure.
A small water wheel of some sort.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we'll do that. A fairly small stream.
Mm-hmm.
Which we won't start from there. We'll have it like start. I'll have it start somewhere from like 20, and then curl around.
Yep.
Also makes the palisading of the sort of like areas a lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot more choke points for the for the city higher ups to take advantage of.
Indeed, yes. Okay, so there we go.
Mm-hmm.
That is sorted. Okay, yes, so more to add on for those. But for now, we are done.
Oh.
So, we have made some progress. We've done nearly this entire hex. We need to do the actual main town itself in more detail. And another time, maybe next time after we finish the hex, maybe in its own episode, we will see. But for now, we will leave this here. So,
we're just placing the final few.
Indeed, I'll leave you for that. So, thank you for watching or listening, and we will see you in the next part. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm sorry.